Have you ever had a conversation that stopped you in your tracks and made you completely rethink your perspective? These moments of productive discomfort are exactly what Marcia Reynolds explores in The Discomfort Zone. Used by companies like Google and Microsoft, this approach flips traditional leadership on its head. Instead of telling people what to do, it helps them discover new realities for themselves. The magic happens in that brief window when someone's mental frames are disrupted, creating space for new awareness. This isn't about making people uncomfortable for the sake of it. It's about recognizing that transformative learning rarely happens in our comfort zones. The most respected leaders become skilled at helping others think through blind spots, participating in the creation of new realities rather than simply dictating solutions. When someone you trust challenges your reasoning with powerful questions, your brain must reorganize information, creating that momentary awkwardness before genuine insight emerges. Our brains develop unconscious constructs that resist change. With up to 95% of cognitive processing happening below conscious awareness, we get stuck in automatic thought patterns and need others to help identify our blind spots. Like being unable to tickle yourself, you can't fully explore your own thoughts because your brain blocks self-imposed exploration. When someone challenges your reasoning, your brain must reorganize information, often manifesting physically through changes in posture or eye contact. These conversations are especially valuable for intelligent people who feel stuck. They're crucial for retaining top talent, particularly during stable periods when high achievers seek growth elsewhere. A Harvard Business Review survey found 95% of young high achievers considered leaving their organizations, primarily due to inadequate development opportunities. Technical expertise alone isn't enough. Leaders must invest time helping talent think strategically and grow beyond their limitations. Establishing trust is essential before leading someone into the discomfort zone. Without it, challenging questions cause shutdown rather than openness. Create a safety bubble through four elements: being fully present, maintaining intentions based on the other person's best interests, holding the highest regard for both parties, and trusting the process. A distraction-free environment helps you remain present and perceive what's happening in both yourself and the other person. When present, you notice your reactions, tension, silence-filling urges, desires to back off, and choose more effective responses. Your intention must genuinely serve their growth. You're a thinking partner, not a puppeteer. Respect is as crucial as trust. Drawing on philosopher Martin Buber's work, effective conversations happen when you move beyond disconnected interactions, where you talk at people or see them as means to ends. Instead, relate to them as valuable equals. When people trust your intentions, direct observations and challenging questions spark insight rather than defensiveness. Our understanding of reality is subjective, what Plato called justified true beliefs. These perspectives can expand through discomfort zone conversations. Rather than imposing your viewpoint, you aim to surprise the brain, question mental constructs, and crack stale rationalizations. The dream process creates a conscious, creative state with deliberate beginning and ending while allowing the middle to flow. Determine what the person wants as an outcome. Reflect on experiences, beliefs, and emotions. Explore possible blind spots and resistance. Acknowledge emerging awareness. And make sure there's a commitment for what's next. People often begin with unclear goals. Your job is to help them discover what they truly want, probing beyond initial statements to uncover deeper desires or fears. Sometimes the real solution emerges during this clarification. When exploring blind spots, ask, "How do you know that to be true?" rather than "why" questions that trigger defensiveness. Challenge thinking while maintaining compassion and the intention to help them grow. The final steps involve anchoring insights by having the person articulate what they've learned and ensuring resolution with a clear commitment to next steps. Verbalizing discoveries solidifies new awareness before intentions are declared. To be effective in discomfort zone conversations, you must access all three intelligence centers: your head, analytical thinking, heart, emotional connection, and gut, intuitive knowing. Research by Dr. Gershon on the gut's second brain, 100 million neurons, and Dr. Armour on the heart brain, 40,000 neurons, confirms these centers provide vital data beyond verbal communication. When listening, stay present rather than relying on memorized questions. Breakthrough questions emerge naturally when you notice gut reactions, physical sensations, heart responses, emotional resonance, or cognitive insights, logical connections. Listening only from the head creates mechanical conversations. To hear completely, open your entire nervous system. Use your head to recognize assumptions, heart to feel yearnings, and gut to identify blocks. Since up to 93% of communication is nonverbal, pay attention to tone, pauses, and emotions. Maintain proper posture with a straight back and relaxed shoulders to enhance receptivity across all intelligence centers. While breaking through resistance addresses performance-detracting blind spots, transformation helps people reframe their professional identity. Clinging to a particular role can be confining, even amid success. The key is creating safety for people to explore their frustrations, fears, and authentic desires. Life priorities naturally shift, especially in midlife, when purpose often becomes more important than titles or money. Upwardly mobile achievers frequently experience isolation as they climb corporate ladders, losing social and emotional support along the way. Consider Lisa, whose boss offered an international promotion. In a judgment-free conversation, Lisa could finally admit that impressive career moves hadn't brought genuine satisfaction. Once she stopped self-criticism, she recognized her need to rebuild friendships and reflect on what truly mattered. These conversations create space for people to examine not just what they do, but who they are becoming and whether that aligns with their deepest values. Implementing discomfort zone conversations requires overcoming personal excuses and organizational resistance. Ask if you're willing to do what's necessary for extraordinary results by changing your conversations. This means deliberately scheduling these discussions, delegating responsibilities, and declining other commitments. Initial awkwardness with new behaviors indicates your brain is repatterning itself, just as you hope happens for those you coach. Accepting rather than resisting this discomfort eases your transformation. As Malcolm Gladwell notes, successful people never make it alone. Even when change makes sense, you may revert to old habits without support. Colleagues with similar goals who provide accountability make the best allies. Connect your changes to something larger than yourself. As Audre Lorde said, "When I dare to be powerful, to use my strength in the service of my vision, then it becomes less and less important whether I am afraid." Your leadership purpose is helping others remove roadblocks to realize their full potential. The rewards of leading in the discomfort zone, witnessing transformative shifts in others, and experiencing deep fulfillment justify the persistence required. By creating environments where breakthrough thinking flourishes, you develop not just better employees, but more conscious, capable humans who navigate complexity with wisdom. Our greatest growth happens not in comfort, but in that uncertain space where old thinking breaks down and new possibilities emerge.